Number 11.
From the Director Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to enter into 2013 professional services contracts for the Behavioral Health Division.
Madam Chair, these are generally contracts that you have also seen before. These are our services contracts. Avions is our dietary service that provides a vendor that provides services to ourselves as well as the juvenile justice facility. Critical Management Solutions, CMS, is our joint commission consultant that we've brought forth before. The next one is names I can't say, but they are the attorneys that help us get some of our physicians into visa status. When we have physicians that are perhaps foreign-born but American-educated, then we have been working with these attorneys to get people into a visa status. That is one of the things that a public hospital can offer, and it is an important recruitment strategy for us that we're able to offer this opportunity to some physicians. iVisions is a DBE certified female-owned minority business that works with our EMS system and does a lot of the data collection and enhances that system. There are two contracts with the Medical College of Wisconsin. One is called the MCWA contract. That's the contract for the residents that we have throughout our services. And then the second one are some miscellaneous contracts that we have with the Medical College, including $10,000 for our bioethics consultation. We have a member of the Medical College's bioethics department on our ethics committee, and they provide us with great consultation and support of any ethical issues that arise in our building. MobileX and Mobile Medical Specialists are two services that we provide primarily to our long-term care clients. That's the dental service and x-ray services. The Roshan's Omnicare contract is a one-year extension request. We are in the process of doing a request for proposals for our pharmacy services. In fact, the proposals returned yesterday. And this is a request to extend this contract so that we can have if necessary, have a smooth transition. And or perhaps Roshan's applied again. We don't know. So this is an extension. It is a one-year extension, but there is a 90-day out clause, and that we will. And the out clause is very clear that we can exercise our out clause for any activity, any of our business purposes, including the opportunity to hire a new vendor if we so wish. The University of Wisconsin Health Institute is an evaluation service that we've been utilizing. They're particularly good with some of our SAMHSA grants. And Dr. Young is a physician who fulfills some of our vacancies. He does not wish to be an employee, doesn't work for him financially and whatnot, so we hire him independently. He works in our long-term care facilities, which is particularly a challenging area to recruit for. He's a very well-recognized physician in the city and has been a psychiatrist for a long time and been a part of our service provision for a long time.
Thank you. Any comments or questions from the committee? Supervisor Mayo?
Move approval.
We have a motion for approval by Supervisor Mayo. Are there any other comments or questions? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Harris.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
Seven ayes, zero noes. The motion is approved.